is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green grass
tumble. Smells like bliss in the studio. Everyone all set, cocked, locked, blissed. Now, here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Information's on the website. And there's a link to all of your instructors at USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Tom is engineering the broadcast from Genesis in Minnesota. And with us today is Kermit Jones, a graduate from the United States Naval Academy in Annapolis, and he was a surface warfare officer for the USN. Welcome, Kermit Jones.
Good morning, Vincent. How are we today?
Good morning. You know, Kermit, I know you are a computer aficionado, and you love computer technology. I got to tell you, last night, I couldn't even get to post articles on our website. So I called the company that hosts USAprepares.com, and they said, oh, man, you have a traffic backlog of 5,800 seconds, you know, aggregate. I said, okay.
Wow.
All right. They said, well, I'm embroiled in the middle.
Got a little bit going on, huh?
Yeah, there's a lot going on. So they said that they had to throttle me back because of the traffic that we were getting at the website. Oh, and a lot of this has to do with a story that that we posted about a chief of police, Shane Harger, who has been put on administrative leave. They say. No, you haven't been fired, Chief. We've just disbanded your police department. We've taken the uniforms of your officers. We've taken all your equipment. We've reduced the size of your territory from 3,700 square miles to 4 square miles. But no, you haven't been fired. You just can't arrest anybody outside of these 4 square miles. There's a big scandal going on. And anyway, so the traffic, Alex Jones picked up the story, overseas picked up the story, and that we posted, and the traffic to the website has been unbelievable. But one other thing, it's really interesting, Kermit. Shane Harger is a handsome young man. He's been about 15 years in the police force. And there's a picture of him that I posted on the website in the article. Well, one of our listeners, one of our class out there, in Radioland, picked up this picture and turned it into a poster. And the poster is really, really interesting. It says, let me bring it up right in front of me to make sure I quote this accurately. But basically it says, if you throw me to the wolves, I'll come back as leader of the pack. And so this poster is now circulating. So that's Shane Harger. So let's talk about your one of your passions, and that is...
Well, I've just marked that down in my diary with the whole situation with Sheriff Harger as the most thorough inventory known to man for equipment.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and it says in page one, USAprepares.com class, it says the title of the article is Shane Harger, Chief of Police, Jemez, that's spelled J-E-M-E-Z, Springs, New Mexico, leader of the pack poster. Now, he is a USAprepares.com instructor. And, you know, we have some very interesting instructors.
Did I lose you?
We have, a lot of our instructors have been arrested, jailed. We had one of our instructors who was in prison for 15 years for rape and murder, and he didn't do it. And so after 15 years, you know, one of his high school buddies, friends, was murdered, and police detectives profiled, you know, what the killer would look like, and it would be someone who was very, very upset about the murder, and someone who was a little bit withdrawn, and they zeroed in on this 15-year-old man, young man in high school, and he's one of our instructors, and he went to jail for 15 years, and they found out through DNA, he didn't do it. So, I mean, it's very interesting, the faculty of USAPreparers.com. But let's talk about your specialty. You have written some books about preparedness, and your focus is on children. You know, and you've written the book Prepper Pete Prepares. I've got another one in my hands, Prepper Pete's 12 Days of Prepper Christmas. Let's talk about what parents need to think about regarding their children.
Well, Vince, when I wrote Prepper Pete Prepares, I kind of wrote it on the back of a napkin whim type stuff. But since becoming an instructor for USA Prepares, which I'm grateful for, and learning my craft a bit more, and having feedback from other parents, it's kind of become apparent some of the basic things that I think all parents need to teach their kids. And we have a book that's coming up down the road in probably about 2 or 3 months, and it's called Prepper Pete's Be Prepared, and it's a preparedness book for kids. It's a what do you do for your kid to be prepared for your situation, not just the prepping in general, but what steps can you take as a parent to ensure your child is better prepared to face what's out there. And one of the things that I developed as I was going through that is an acronym that I call PAGES. And it goes through 5 things that I think every parent needs to sit down with their kid and actually discuss. And this isn't just blow through it. This is like, no kidding, quiz your kid, make sure they know the information, and go through it. But that acronym PAGES, the P stands for the phone number. I am amazed at how many kids, if you say, hey, can we call your parents, don't know their parents' phone number. And I think that should be number one on the list of things that kids know. And, you know, if your kid's going to school or something, they should have a prepaid phone with them or something. You know, if you don't want them to have a cell phone, give them an emergency phone, but they should have a way of contacting you via that phone. And I think it's important that we teach them, even younger kids, how to text, you know, which sounds odd in a world where we're trying to, you know, trying to slow down the technology and some things, but a lot of times when the networks go down, when voice communications can't make it through, texting still works. And so that could be a critical link for you to make with your child, in the event something's happening, maybe at their school, maybe when they're out with their friends at the mall, if you let them go there, or something along those lines. So I think phone number is key. The second thing that a lot of kids don't know that I'm kind of shocked is their address. Can you tell me what your address is? Can you type, you know, can you look it up? Can you find it on a map? And for older kids, can you find your way home from common places like school or church or, you know, basic landmarks that exist in your community? I think it's critical that we teach that to kids. The G stands for guardian. That's a person outside of the family. You know, maybe something's happened to mom and dad. You can't reach hold of them. There needs to be someone outside your family that the kids can get hold of. Usually a phone number would suffice for something like that, to memorize an alternate. And then the E is an email. Email address, that's kind of a last resort, but I think that if it's an extended time frame, you know, phones aren't working, a lot of times email will be working. And so if you know your kid's got your email address, there's hope that you'll hear from them down the road with regard to that. And then the fifth one is really steps to take in whatever scenario might come your way. And that's, you know, look at your situation. Look at where you're at. Do you have a lot of tornadoes? You know, I know out where you guys are, tornadoes and the cold. You know, what does your kid do if their car breaks down and it's cold out? It's, you know, 10 degrees below zero. Or what do they do if there's a hurricane or maybe a tornado, something a bit more imminent coming? What steps should they take to be prepared? Because I think that really, you know, you can't just expect that they know what you know. You have to kind of quiz them. And I'm not saying, I'm not saying go militant on them, but you do need to take time to go through and walk through the process with them so that they aren't paralyzed by fear or something like that happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kermit, let me share something with you. The second item that you mentioned was address. when I taught high school in your old stomping grounds, I actually taught high school computer science where you attended the high school. And one of the tests or one of the questions that I had to be allowed to come into my class was, tell me how I get from, I'm not going to name the restaurant, but there's a restaurant in the town I used to live in. It's like the main restaurant. Everybody knows this restaurant in the entire county. How do we get from the restaurant to the high school? Now, the answer is really simple, and I'll tell you what it is. It's left out of the parking lot. Continue 1 mile to the stop sign. Then make a right. Continue 11 miles to the T. Make a left, and you're at the high school. You know, that's pretty much it. What I found out was high school students, I'm talking about juniors and seniors, had a very difficult time saying that. They had a very difficult time explaining in distances. You know, they might say, let's see, go out of the parking lot, and when you get to the old mill, you turn. Okay, well, which way out of the parking lot? And what if I don't know where the old mill is? Seriously. Or, you know, you go to the Jones place or the Smith's place, right? I mean, your last name is very popular in that county. Well, there could have been three or four Jones living on the same road, correct?
Right. And you've got to know which Jones you're talking about, Old Man Jones or the Young Joneses or that new Jones that just moved in.
Yeah. Yeah. So what we're talking about is you're absolutely correct. And I love your acronym pages because phone number, addresses, email address. I mean, it's correct. So thanks for putting that out. So parents really need to spend time making sure that their children do it, because I'm not sure that the schools do it. You know, they used to do it. I don't know if they do it today. I don't know if they concentrate on those kinds of things. But there's a slight problem with the phone, and that is the children may be tempted to play with that phone and not pay attention to what they're doing, because I'm seeing more and more people look down at their phones rather than look around them. So I'm not sure. I really don't know the answer, but I like the idea overall of the phone. I really do. So let's continue.
Right.
What else? When we come back, let's talk about... let's talk more about it. Preparing children. How would you do it? You're going to learn what our thoughts are right here at USAPrepares.com with Kermit Jones. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kermit Jones is with us. He's written the Prepper Pete series. Great children's books. Great books for parents to get involved with their children in the art and science of preparing. Kermit, emergencies. Children in emergencies. What should they know about in preparing for emergencies when they're not at home? That could be at school. That could be, you know, anywhere. What do we need to know?
Well, you know, I think one of the key things to remember, Vince, is probably one of the biggest things that gets people into trouble in any emergency is paralysis of fear and not knowing what to do. Mm-hmm. And I think for kids in particular, that can become an issue. So I think there's a few things, depending on the emergency and what you talk with your kids. But, you know, there are times in emergencies when other kids in the classroom aren't going to look to the teacher. They're going to look to the kid that's the leader. They're going to look for that comfort level from one of their peers, so to speak. And if you've taught your kid to stay calm, to analyze the situation, to take the steps that maybe you've discussed in advance, you know, if you hear loud gunshots in school, what do you do? What do you recommend to the teacher? Because, you know, the teacher may be taking a few seconds to process, and just making the teacher act could be the difference between life or death. Do they know how to look for the emergency shelter sign and what they need? You'd be amazed how many times we walk by those when we go into buildings, and no one ever stops to ask their kid, hey, you know what that picture means? You know how to use, where to go, how to follow the arrows? Mm-hmm. Those sorts of things. And I think that's key. Again, you had mentioned before the break the concern of they might be tempted to use the phone. And I would agree that is a temptation. I would actually recommend having a separate prepaid phone from their normal phone. And the understanding with my kids is they don't have a right to privacy. They do have a reasonable expectation that it's a privilege, but it's a privilege that's earned and trust that's maintained. So, mm-hmm. You know, there's no absolute right to privacy like a lot of teenagers think that they deserve. And my kids aren't teenagers yet. We're working on that as we grow. But it's a level of trust as we get there. And, you know, there is a concern, I think, in our society. We're so quote unquote connected that we've lost all real relationships in a lot of ways. You see people at dinner, you have 10 people at dinner, and they're all staring at their phones instead of talking to each other. And what amazes me is sometimes they're texting the person across the table from them. So I don't understand that at all. I know that it takes place, but I think as parents, we need to be careful, not to shelter our kids from that so much, but more to teach them the dangers of it, to teach them to think for themselves, to make the correct choices on their own. You know, a lot of times parents want to, just take everything away. And then what happens is they create this vacuum, this mystery. And kids are drawn to that, I think, more than most things. So a phone to me is kind of like a gun, in that it's a tool. And if kids are taught to respect it and use it properly, then that's how it can be used. But for the emergency, you know, I think it really comes down to, you have to stop and look at what situations does your kid find themselves in. You know, it could be something from the standpoint of, they're at a party, the person that they are with, maybe drunk underage. And what are your expectations for them? What actions do you expect them to take? You know, obviously you don't want them to get in the car with them. You want them to report it to you when they get home. But that has to create an atmosphere of trust. And that means that you can't fly off the handle. I think a lot of times kids, when they get in trouble or maybe they get lost or something, they're scared to say something because they're afraid of the reaction of the parent. And so as a parent, a lot of times in this preparing your kids for emergencies, you have to stay calm too if something takes place, because you need to keep the dialogue open. And during the emergency is not the time to berate them or to get angry with them or to be upset with their actions. You have to kind of analyze it, take it, and move forward with what you need to move forward with. But particularly if they're lost or something and maybe you find them, you don't say, what were you thinking? You have to take the time to just be thankful that they're safe, let them know that they did the right thing. And then later on, maybe a day or two later, you can walk back and go through the steps and ask the child, hey, how would you deal with this situation again? What could we do differently to make it better? A lot of times the kid has the answer. They thought through it. You got to look through the scenarios. Maybe they're out at a party with their friends. Maybe they're at the mall and something happens there. Maybe the roads get shut down. You know, if I can't tell you how many kids, if the towers went down and they didn't have GPS and the main road that they're used to taking home was blocked due to an accident, they would have no idea how to get home. So something as simple as...
Kermit,
go ahead. Sorry.
When we come back from this break, I'm going to address what you said with a story that happened in our neck of the woods, yours and mine, in Virginia, with some children in a parking lot. Seriously. And we talked about it around the kitchen table. So, Kermit Jones, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're talking about teaching preparedness to children. And I mentioned a question on a test to be admitted into my class when I taught high school computer science. And one of the questions was, you know, how do you get from the restaurant in town to the high school? Well, had you turned left out of the parking lot, which is the way to do it, and then at the first stop sign, instead of turning right, you turned left, you'd end up at a supermarket. And Kermit, what happened many years ago was some children decided that they would have some fun after hours, after the supermarket closed. And they were doing donuts in the parking lot, meaning spinning around in circles with a vehicle. And one of the children, a young lady, leaned out the window of the car, and the car got very, very close to a light pole, and she was decapitated. It's a true story. And I don't know if you heard that story, but it happened many years ago in our little hamlet in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And did you hear that story?
Yes, I know the story.
Mm-hmm. And the reason I'm telling this story is, unfortunately, that happened. It was a It was an unnecessary death. It was a stupid death. And there's a lesson to be learned. So I talked to our children immediately after that happened. I said, at the supermarket, they knew where I was talking about. And I said, here's what happened. And so they know that through the lessons learned the hard way of others, that they should not be involved in those kinds of activities because of the serious consequences. So I think that's one of the things that you're talking about, how to lead our children into saying no, being aware of their surroundings. And if they're in a vehicle where someone's doing something like that, get out of that vehicle. Yes?
Yes, completely. And, you know, my stance will be, obviously my kids aren't quite old enough to be going out, but as a pastor, I've worked in a chapel, and I've worked with a lot of people that have teens. And, I tell them, the condition has to be, I will come get you no matter where you are, and I will not hold you responsible for calling me. We will discuss the actions at a later time. And so, normally it's just, let me get you to safety. Let me show you that I love you. And then we'll deal with it. There's some sort of discipline that needs to take place. That's done separate from that event to distinguish the two. And I think that a lot of times credibility of parents comes into play. You know, when they ask the question, why wouldn't my kid call me? Let's say an emergency happens. Let's say you're in a supermarket and the balloon goes up, or you're anywhere, or you're in gridlock and you're trying to get home. I think one of the most horrible things that could happen is for if your children don't listen. We assume that when things get serious, they're gonna listen and obey. They're gonna do exactly what I tell them. They're gonna follow my instructions. They're gonna trust I'm an expert. Yada yada yada. Because all teens think their parents are experts on everything. But a little fucking cheek on that one. When I turned 25, I was amazed at how much my dad had learned in the past like 6 or 7 years.
I think Mark Twain said that.
Yeah, something like that. So, but I think the credibility of parents. If you tell your kids, it even comes down to something I call love abuse. Let's say you tell your kids, if you're not in the chair by the time I count to three, I'm going to put you in a timeout or I'm going to spank you, whatever your choice discipline is. And you go one, two, and then three. And as soon as you say three, you start moving towards their kid and they run to the chair and sit down. A lot of parents will say, hey, you know what? They got in the chair. They did what they were told, and I love them. So I don't want to have to discipline them.
Mm-hmm.
I see that, however, as a form of love abuse, because the condition was you need to be in the chair by the time I count to three. And if you ask the kid, hey, did you meet the condition, normally they will tell you, no, I didn't. So then my response is, so what does daddy have to do? Daddy has to discipline me. Why does daddy have to do that? And this is a conversation I've had with my kids before. Why does daddy have to do that? Because daddy always does what he says he's going to do. And if you ask my children, do I always do what I say I'm going to do, unless it's some major catastrophe that's happened, their answer is going to be yes. They know that I will do what I say I'm going to do. And the reason that is critical to me as a father is because when I tell my kids I love you no matter what and I'll come get you no matter what, they know they can trust that. Because for kids, particularly younger kids, and the target audience are Pepper Pete, the 3 to 8-year-olds, it's either you're credible as a parent or you're not. Doesn't matter. There's no condition to it. So if you say, I'm going to spank you by the time, if you don't get in the chair by three, they get in the chair by three. They don't get in the chair by three and you don't spank them. And then you turn around and say, I love you no matter what. In a kid's mind, because they see things differently than us, they ask the question, well, if dad said he was going to spank me, but he didn't, and now dad says he loves me, how do I know that's true?
Mm-hmm.
So if you bring in any credibility as your parent, now that also requires that credibility that's so critical, means that I tell my kids, you know what, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. And I've apologized to my kids, I've told them when I made mistakes. They know that daddy's not perfect, he's trying. A lot of parents are afraid to admit mistakes to their kids. But I think that those are learning experiences that you work with your children. They see that you're human. But they know they can trust. They know that there's this intimate trust that's there. And I take comfort in the fact that if things were to get bad and I needed my kids to do something, I could sit them down, look them in the eye and say, look, daddy is telling you, you need to do this. And they will follow my instruction as long as I've prepared them the best that I can for it. But they're going to follow my instruction because it's not some battle of credibility with them. I think a lot of parents don't realize the importance of that credibility as a parent to their kids, not only for emergency preparedness, but just I think it carries through their whole life. What are your thoughts?
I absolutely agree with you. And when I was growing up and I was under the drinking age and I was in high school, my parents said to me, specifically my dad, he said, there's some alcohol in this house. We have guests that come over and they like to have some. They'd like to have a drink, a glass of wine, a mixed drink. And this was back in the 1960s when it was way more popular to do this. He said, there it is. You can have as much as you want, whenever you want. But you have to have it here. And you won't be in trouble for it. But if you go out drinking, we'll be in trouble. But if you go out drinking and you need to get home, call me. And you won't be in trouble for calling me. You'll be in trouble for drinking. So, but if you don't call me, you'll really be in trouble.
It's so, like double trouble.
Yeah. So do I drink very much? Hardly ever. Hardly. I mean, why? Because it was not something taboo that I had to experiment with. It was right there. My dad said, go ahead. And but I really wasn't all that interested. So, you know, but in today's times, I'm sure my dad would be arrested for allowing me to have a couple ounces of beer at maybe 15 years, 16, 17 years old, right?
All CPS.
Probably be. So I think my dad did the right thing. I really do. And I did the same thing with our children. And they're fine. So what's the importance of reading for children? And what are your thoughts on book selection?
Well, I love to read. So this is kind of a topic that's near and dear to my heart. And as I said earlier, as I've started looking more into to helping parents with their kids prepare, I kind of started looking back to what did I do growing up? And I can remember every Monday night I watched MacGyver. Now, you may not like Richard Dean Anderson as a person, but as MacGyver, the dude could make anything out of anything. I mean, he was the ultimate survivalist for anything. But I also remember books that I read. One book in particular was called My Side of the Mountain, and it was about this kid named Sam, and he runs away and lives on his own in the Catskill Mountains. And the book goes through all these, like how he sets snares and how he set traps, and it had pictures in it. And I still remember vividly, I mean, living on the mountain with Sam. And I had this attitude of, you know what, I could go in the woods. Now, could I have really gone in the woods and lived on my own like Sam did? Probably not. But I had this attitude of, I knew the possibilities that were out there. I knew that these things could be done with skill that was learned. And it sent me seeking on this hunger chase. I think a lot of times parents don't, you know, kids are reading about Harry Potter and vampires and, you know, and more vampires and zombies and, I'm a big fantasy. I like to read fantasy too. I won't argue that. But it didn't consume me from the standpoint of I read other stuff. And you know, with my kids, my wife and I are very careful to screen what they read. And they read a lot of historical fiction. They read a lot of like Boxcar Children, which Boxcar Children's an older series, but it's these four kids are somewhat independent in their thinking and what they do. And I want my kids to grow up somewhat independent in their thinking and what they do. So I think it's critical that we make sure that our kids are reading things that lend themselves to the type of thinking we want them to have. You know, to read books that show critical thinking skills, read books that show analysis, read books that, you know, there's a lot more genre coming in on the survival prepper scene. And it doesn't have to be the gory stuff. I've mentioned in an earlier show, I'm actually working on a book called The Survival Kids. And it's kind of like Boxcar Children meets Survival meets MacGyver, because I want something for my kids to read that teaches them, you know, here's the problem, here's the situation, here's how you discover your options, and then this is the solution and how to get there. So I think it's critical that we monitor what our kids read, because it's kind of like garbage in, garbage out. You know, unfortunately today, a lot of kids don't read at all. They just play Xbox all day.
you hear kids say they're bored. I was never bored growing up. Bored wasn't in my vocabulary. I had a box in the yard. That was my Xbox. And it became my PlayStation. And, you know, so those sort of jokes. But, you know, when we go on road trips with my kids, we don't have a DVD player that they watch a movie the whole trip. We play the alphabet game on every road trip we go on almost, or the license plate game. We mm-hmm. do these things to engage them, or they read a book. And I'll ask them, hey, what are you reading about? Tell me, recap your book for me, and tell me in under 5 minutes. And my kids are actually able to do that, I'm happy to say. They can engage me with the conversation about the plot line, and we can actually go through and discuss it in a lot of ways. So it works out really well.
Yeah, when we come back, Kermit, I'd like to talk about 12 Days of Prepper Christmas, too, very, very briefly. Some of the items okay. that you've illustrated in there that are politically incorrect, but actually very correct. Kermit Jones, Ben Finelli, we'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy biofilms. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kermit Jones is with us, and we're talking about Prep Repeat, the series, the children's book series that he's written. And I'm looking at Prep Repeat's 12 Days of Prepper Christmas. Kermit, I'm looking at some politically incorrect pages. However, I think they are correct, and I have I've provided our children with knowledge of these things. And actually, for example, you say three emergency road flares. Now, one of our instructors, of course, has been arrested for having road flares in his car in New Jersey. He's facing 20 years in jail. You have four waterproof matches. Now, I don't know anybody who's been arrested for having waterproof matches, but some people would say, Kermit, those are really, really, really dangerous. Why would you tell children about matches? And then you have on page 13 of the Prepper Pete's 12 Days of Prepper Christmas, you show target practice with a handgun, and by Prepper Pete's side, a long gun. So what I'm saying is some people might have a problem with this, Kermit. I certainly do not. I started teaching our children how to shoot at a very early age. They were able to ride a Honda Z50 motorcycle at age one of them. Our youngest rode a motorcycle at age four. He shot an M1 carbine at age six, of course, with one round in it. And he said he wanted to shoot it. And I said, sure. And he said, you sure you want to shoot this carbine? He said, yep. Yep. Boom. It went off and he was in tears. So, but I was with him and made sure it was safe. So what I'm saying is that's how we raised our children, the same way you are advocating in the 12 Days of Prepper Christmas.
Hello.
So that's the kind of how you were raised, isn't it? Did we lose Kermit?
Here we are. I got you.
Okay. Okay. So I was raised with a .22 rifle. I was taught how to shoot at a very early age. I built a go-kart at probably age 10 and with a motor, a gasoline-powered engine, I should say. So you're advocating the same kinds of things that I did with our children. So how do we get your book, by the way?
Well, the easiest way, I mean, it's on Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com, but if you go to PrepperFeetAndFriends.com, they can click right through there and pick the purchase means of their choice, ebooks and paperback. So
okay,
PrepperFeetAndFriends.com.
And Friends, right?
Yes, that's correct. And we also have a giveaway right now. We're trying to get to 500 likes on Facebook. We're going to be giving away our next book that's coming out actually this coming month. It's Prepper Pete's Gun of a Son. And if you want to talk about politically incorrect, I'm sure a gun safety book for children is about as politically incorrect as it gets. But I think it's vitally important that as parents, we discuss and teach our children the importance of firearm safety. And so that one's going to be coming up this coming month. And then when we get to 500 likes, we're going to do a drawing of a free copy of that book as well that I'll mail out to someone.
Well, that sounds great. Will it be autographed?
Of course. And I'll dedicate it to the person or whoever they want me to.
There you go. Because, class, I have in my hands a dedicated and autographed copy of the books that you've written, Prepper Pete's 12 Days of Christmas and Prepper Pete Prepares. Kermit, I think you've done a great job. I really do, and I think you've done a great service because when you talk about gun safety, it's important. I taught our children gun safety. And my concern, my greatest concern, was not that our children would not know how to handle a firearm. My concern was that they'd be at a friend's house, and the friend would say, "Wow, let me show you what my dad's got," and pull out a gun, and boom, off it goes, because the friend might not have been taught firearm safety. And so I wanted to make sure our children were taught what a gun can do, how damaging it can be at the end of the muzzle, and so that if one of their friends did pull out a firearm and our children were, like, say, 10 years old, they'd say, "You know what? We're not going to touch that. We're leaving this room right now. Both of us. Let's go." That was my thought.
Great.
You agree?
Completely. It's actually in the book. Go find an adult.
There you go. Kermit Jones, author of Prepper Pete series. I suggest you consider it. I have them. I think they're very, very well written and illustrated. Kermit, thanks so much for your service in the United States Navy. Thanks so much for being with us today. And class, I suggest that if you have children, you consider Prepper Pete's series, written by Kermit Jones, illustrated by Christy Brook. Again, Kermit, thank you so much. We'll be back at the top of the hour.
Class.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called Nuka. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustments. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.